Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, for this segment, along with the next, I have Bob Chapman and Jason Burmis in studio with us today, talking about all these attempts to debunk us. I mean, how obvious is it? Beck Singh put Ron Paul supporters in jail a year ago. We're dangerous. Use the military on us. MIAC report stuff. I'm your friend. I've decided I like you. I'm going to be the great arbiter. I will decide. We'll start a grassroots movement under me, which is what Obama and the British government, they're all creating these doppelgangers to kind of go out and imitate what we do, but then stab everybody in the back. Bob Chapman, how obvious is this to you?
It's very obvious, and it has been from the beginning. We used to call these people change agents. And what they do is they work for the people who control things from behind government, and they're told what to do and how to do it. And they have experts working all around the world 24 hours a day coming up with things like this, among other things that they do. And so that's what he is. He's a disinformation specialist. And they have the grain of truth, and then they have the rest of it being propaganda. And you're absolutely right. What he said is wrong. And the interview he had was ludicrous. I mean, the other man had nothing to say.
Burmis, tell us about Meigs. This is a true piece of work.
Yeah, I mean, Meigs.
They got to turn his mic on. Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah, Meigs is the former editor-in-chief over at Entertainment Weekly, magazine I used to read a lot as a kid. And he was hired by Hearst Publications, I believe, in the run-up to that big article that they wrote about the 9/11 truth movement. This was back in, I believe, 2004. They did a big cleaning of all their employees and brought in a whole bunch of new people. Now, Meigs and I debated about 9/11. I ate him and David Dunbar up. They had the opportunity to debate me again on The View. They refused to do so. And then they stopped taking requests altogether to debate 9/11. And for them to bring in popular mechanics to try to, quote-unquote, debunk the FEMA camps is just about as thinly veiled as it gets. This is a magazine that's supposed to go over the latest tractor, the latest car. I mean, it has nothing to do with FEMA camps, Alex, or 9/11.
But it's worse than that. The next thing Beck goes to, we've got more of the clip, is he goes, now we're going to debunk compulsory service. It was in all the bills. Obama's announcing they're trying to push it. We're trying to shoot it down. People denied it was in the bills, just like they denied the MIAC report. Mm-hmm. Now they won't issue the full bill. We don't know. We can't find it.
See, they make it extremely difficult for me to do a keyword search. By providing me with a PDF file, I can just type in a word and I can scan the entire document. What they have up there is text of legislation, and each subsection has a link. So I literally have to go through 200-plus subsections, each one, and type in that keyword. So they're making it very difficult to
scan. Yeah, but
they
don't even have the full copy of it, the new version.
They do have the full copy, but it's only in text subsection. So I can click on a link. It'll give me a subsection like this one, Alex. It'll give me, like, four sections. But then you've got to click on the next link and the next link. And on the side, it's supposed to provide you with a PDF. You can get PDFs of the earlier versions. But, again, this is the fifth version of the bill. You know, I had a caller on my show last night asking me how these bills are put into place. And I basically told them, look, these are always written beforehand. They're always written by think tanks and all these special interest groups and the people that actually rule us. And then they sneak in other parts of legislation or use semantic wording to make them stronger.
Yeah, let's get Bob Chapman's take on that, Bob.
Well, they've been doing that for a long time. And it's just the public is not aware of it. And, you know, these bills, or whether it's a labor union that's written the legislation or a lobbying group for the pharmaceutical industry, very little work is done on bills of any kind by Congress themselves. It's these other parties who bring in the legislative wording and the writing.
But how asinine is it? How asinine is it for them to try to say we're making it up that they want a compulsory service and are trying to pass that when it's all over the news?
I mean, they think they can get away with anything. I mean, right now, no one's still talking about the effectiveness of a centralized electronic citizen verification system that they're going to put into place through the Department of Education and our children, Alex.
Yeah, let's talk about that and get Bob Chapman's final take on that. His website's internationalforecaster.com. It's invaluable. You can go there and get a free electronic copy of it, or you can call a toll-free number we'll give you and get a hard copy of it. Stay with us.
Stop. Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. The country is running out of food. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Have you ever read the ingredients in your skin creams, personal hygiene products, vitamins, or herbal supplements? Did you know that most skin creams, body lotions, shampoos, and toothpastes contain chemical additives such as sodium lauryl sulfate, the same type of detergent used in dish soap? Did you know that many multivitamin supplements are made from synthetic vitamins? Do your herbal remedies have unwanted additives and fillers? Have you ever tested your body's pH level? Make the change to organic health and beauty products. Visit tobenatural.com and order today. 2BNatural.com carries exclusive, all-natural, chemical-free skincare, hair care, whole food vitamins, herbal remedies, and alkaline body balance supplements. Visit 2BNatural.com. That's TOBENatural.com. 2BNatural.com. Use coupon code RADIO for 15% discount and free alkaline food chart. Call 1-888-417-1375. That's 1-888-417-1375 to order or request your free catalog.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
We are now simulcast in the last hour, 15 minutes at PrisonPlanet.tv of the syndicated radio show. Finishing up with Bob Chapman and Jason Burmes with some key news, inside legislation. And this is just this particular piece we're looking at, the subsections we're finding to set up a whole nother Real ID Act through the public schools. So that's coming up in one moment. First off, I want to tell you about one of our great new sponsors, Home Game. If you're watching in PrisonPlanet.tv, here is their little mascot. This is their little pink and orange gorilla. You can see the banner up at InfoWars.com if you forget the website. HomeGain.com. There he is. He's very wicked, of course. They may put him in the MIAC report or something. Seriously, folks, let me tell you a little bit about one of our great sponsors, HomeGain.com. This is the place to get you started buying or selling a home, finding a realtor, and getting any real estate questions answered. Go to HomeGain.com. That's HomeGain.com. And see what I'm talking about. All you need to do is type in your home address, and you'll get an instant free estimate of your home's value online. It's a great way to be able to monitor the value of your home. And again, it's absolutely free. There are tons of tools to help you. For instance, if you want to remodel your home, go to HomeGain.com. Use their Home Sale Maximizer to help you determine which home improvements can most increase your home's value before you put it on the market. For 10 years, these folks have been helping home sellers and buyers. Now is no time to mess around with your largest asset.
Find a quality realtor at HomeGain.com. Visit their link at InfoWars.com and look for Max, the orange Home Gain Gorilla, to help you with any real estate needs that you might have. You will love this site, HomeGain.com. That's HomeGain.com. And there is the Home Gain Gorilla with the Citizens Rule Book and the Constitution. We just love him. Okay. Now, in the few minutes we have left with Bob Chapman, give them the subsection of the bill. This is the type of stuff they have tucked into this national service bill. We're trying to get pulled out of it. But this is some of the other stuff. Now, imagine how big the national ID card is they denied so long they were setting up. With federal highway funds tied to the states, thumbprints, biometrically face scans, being integrated into federal and private databases, being used as this global system. And the states are resisting that. Well, imagine what's in all the thousands of pieces of legislation. We're just reading the one dealing with National Compulsory Service and find other little gems like this that nobody's talking about. We got to get a story from Paul Watson or from Kurt Nemo on this ASAP. Tell them about it.
All right. It is
Section 1710, study to evaluate the effectiveness of a centralized electronic citizenship verification system. The Corporation for National and Community Service shall conduct a study to determine the effectiveness of a centralized electronic citizenship verification system, which would allow the corporation to share employment eligibility information with the Department of Education. Now, they're going to implement this through both the corporation and the Department of Education in subsection A1. But in subsection A4, they let you know that the information that needs to be shared in order to fulfill employment eligibility requirements. So basically, they're telling you, and if you don't go along with this system, you will not be able to be employed in this country. And they're going to implement it, and it's fully funded from 2010 to 2014.
And that's what Homeland Security has been saying. You'll have to have an ID card to buy and sell to have a job. But the illegal aliens are exempt from this, like in the $787 million stimulus package. It says illegals are exempt from having to go through ID requirements, but citizens have to get the money or to be involved in any of the bailouts. So just absolutely amazing. Bob Chapman, give us your analysis on this.
Well, first of all, it's more insanity, particularly the illegal alien aspect of it. It flies in the face of any kind of logic whatsoever. But these sorts of things, as we know, have been coming for a long time, and now they're approaching reality. That is, the identification card via Homeland Security, via driver's licenses, and now this new element, which is the data bank of children, so that when they reach an age that they are going to be employed, that will be just carried on. And as you said, you won't be able to get a job unless you're in this data bank. And so what they're doing is pigeonholing everybody so that they know what everybody can do, how they've been trained. And so if government says, Mr. Smith, you live in New York City, but we don't see any jobs for you there. So we do have some jobs for you in Provo, Utah. So we're going to ship you out there. Otherwise, you don't work.
Well, absolutely. And under this, it's still in there to make – I mean, it's got the 18 to 25, 3 months of compulsory service. That, it appears, has been stripped for now. Thank God people getting upset, but it was in the bills and in mainstream news. But they still say 50 hours for middle school, 100 hours – for elementary, compulsory service for college. So this is federal control. And so it says the kids going to school have to have this. And that's what they've been saying, you know, job training at schools where the government will decide. They've said this, what you're going to be when you grow up, different education paths that the government will decide. And then out of high school, you'll have the credential for what you're allowed to do. That's also with this H.R. 1388, Section 1710, currently in there. Correct, Burmese?
In there.
Currently in there.
Yes.
And that's what we're doing. I mean, this bill's changing every day. We spend hours trying to read it. Burmese is, the Watson brothers are, Nemo is. And this is one bill. Congress has no way of keeping track of this. We can't keep track of this. That's why they've tried to pass the Read the Bills Act, where by law, the congressmen have to read the bills and be involved in writing them. But there's other subsections, too, in here, aren't there?
Yeah, there are a ton of subsections. And you know, the subsection right under 1801 is this call to service campaign on September 11th, literally hijacking 9/11 as Obama's new holiday. And they're actually going to be funding all these different observations around the country. So they're going to have their national campaign for service, and then they're going to put out, you know, their people on 9/11. They're going to go door to door on 9/11 and try to recruit others. That's what, regardless of age, race, ethnicity, religion, they're going after everybody here.
And they're going to say, join us. You're not for the 9/11 attacks, are you? Now, hundreds of schools have announced, this is all over the news, every day I see four or five articles, where the schools are saying you have to do compulsory service even without the federal law yet, and they're calling it the new Obama curriculum. And here's one today, Oakland School renamed Barack Obama Academy, and they're suddenly turning lots of public schools into full-bore military academies. Bob Chapman.
Well, I hadn't heard that, but that's not such a good idea, because that's where the type of Hitlerjunga comes from, and the brown shirts and other fascist or communist appendages of government. And that's where they're headed with that. And with the codification and data on individual children as they grow up, what'll come later once they have everybody DNA'd is selective breeding. And who can't, who are you going to marry?
Oh, by the way, they've announced the Associated Press, I told people 14 years ago, everybody at birth for 36 years has had their blood taken and put in a federal DNA database. And guess what? Europe's done it. England's done it. Canada's done it. Australia's done it. And it all started the same year. That is global management. That is the strings of the spider web. And people only look at a piece of the web. Look at the big fat spider, the New World Order, sitting right in the middle of that thing. Bob Chapman, you'll be back with us for an hour, graciously, next Friday from noon to 1 p.m. You stayed over today. I appreciate you being here with us. Folks can go to theinternationalforecaster.com, and they can get a free email copy. It comes out twice a week. It comes out on Saturdays. So you can get it tomorrow. Beefy thing. Sometimes 20, 30, 40 pages long. He also has a hard copy mailed out a few times a month. Bob, give folks a toll-free number if they want to get a complimentary hard copy of the latest edition of the International Forecaster.
877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178. And I'll see you next week.
Thank you so much, Bob. Appreciate you spending time with us. And I want to be clear here. There is so much legislation that listeners are warning us about that I'm trying to read, where I'll have like 50 bills sent to me a day, and I'm trying to read the sections, and I find horrible stuff and then forget about it and then move on to something else. And it's just hitting us. Congress approves landmark conservation bill, you know, grabbing 2 million more acres.
It's more than that. It's actually 40 million acres. There's 26 in there, and that has 160 bills amalgamated into it. They don't tell you the name of the bill, because I tried to look it up to see what these things said. It's a giant land grab, and God knows what.
We've been covering this for 2 weeks, but the issue is 2 million here, 8 million there, 160 bills. Yeah, this is this report here is out of Reuters. It says the measure, a package of more than 160 bills, would set aside 2 million acres, parks, rivers, streams, desert, forest, and trails. So when they set aside a river, that's a corridor. Then they grab your property or won't let you use it on either side. And 9 states and new wilderness and render them off limits to oil and gas drilling and other development. The House representatives approved the measure on vote 285 to 140, and it goes on. Now, understand, folks, there are some western states where over 90% of it is under federal or state control. Okay, the Western, it is a joke, and they're harassing the few little areas of privately held land. And then years after they steal it, they then give it to elite companies for strip mining. Has nothing to do with the environment. They got Robert Redford and everybody else out pitching that. Jason Burmes, thanks for coming in. And you'll be on live tonight, 9 to midnight, right in this studio, simulcast at Genesis and at PrisonPlanet.tv. Got an amazing guest coming up after this quick break, Dr. Whitaker. So stay with us on that in his book, Medicine. He'll be with us basically for the rest of the show. We're going to open the phones up in the next hour for a full hour of questions for this great mind who's done a lot of research and is an author. Before I end this segment, the Obama deception, folks. This guy's owned by the New World Order. He is deceiving people. We expose Bush as a puppet. We're exposing Obama as a puppet. It explains how he's a front man, as Henry Kissinger says, to bring in world government. Total tyranny. He's funded the eugenics funding for Africa and Latin America and Asia, the forced abortions, the sterilization. We get into that in the film. This guy is a Judas goat, as KRS-One rap icon says in the film. The New World Order was falling. The world was on the edge of revolution, so they put a black face on the New World Order. That is what this exposes, and it shows what the bankers are really doing. So go to Infowars.com and get the Obama deception on DVD. They're shipping out now. Get it. Make copies. It has the extras on it. the DNC Denver 2008, where they attack us with a knife and cut up my megaphone, extended interviews, an amazing film, The Obama Deception, Infowars.com, or call toll-free 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. Do not wait. Get involved now. Get in the fight against the New World Order. This is the tool, because they need Obama and his slickness to be able to fool the world just long enough to get this world government in place. Find out more. There's a viewer's guide where everything's documented at ObamaDeception.net. Stay with us.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Peter Kratschnabel here from Midas Resources. Are you concerned about uncontrollable government spending? A banking system on the verge of collapse? Banks on the edge of being nationalized, Wall Street in continuous freefall, scandal after scandal with hedge fund companies. If protecting your hard-earned savings or retirement fund is on your mind, the answer is simple. Secure your assets by purchasing gold and silver. Since President Nixon took us off the gold standard in 1971, the United States has been operating the longest-running fiat currency in the history of mankind. Gold has held its purchasing power for over 6,000 years. Contact me, Peter Kratschnabel, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 108. Once again, that's Peter at 1-800-686-2237, extension 108. While you can still purchase gold with paper, that is 1-800-686-2237, extension 108.
With our economy spiraling out of control, living in the soup kitchens may be right around the corner. No one saw the financial collapse of 1929. Many didn't make it, and millions ended up in soup lines, becoming vagrants, begging for food. Unlike 1929, we can see this collapse coming. We have been warned, and right now we have a very small window of opportunity to get food storage into our homes before it's too late.
Too late.
Why is the Canadian government telling their citizens to stock up?
Why?
And why are soldiers calling home telling their families to get food storage?
Supplies are running low.
Having food storage today may be just as important to your family's survival as boarding the Ark was in the days of Noah. Order right now and receive free shipping on all one-year supplies. Go to yourfoodstorage.com. That's yourfoodstorage.com. Or call 877-482-FOOD. That's 877-482-FOOD today.
Scott Whitaker is a board-certified naturopathic doctor with over 20 years of experience. Southern California native. He grew up in the infamous South Central area of Los Angeles. Strong parental guidance as his anchor. He escaped the call of the streets and received his undergraduate degree from University of California, Berkeley, in civil engineering. During his time at Berkeley, he became interested in holistic medicine and drew a connection between holistic living and long-term health. A particular interest to him was the effectiveness or lack thereof of prescription drugs on common health problems plaguing the African-American community. Especially alarming was the number of friends and family members he watched suffer and eventually die from effects of these synthetic slaughterhouses. And after graduation, he found himself working in the engineering field at St. Louis, Missouri. He enrolled in Keller Graduate School of Management, where he earned his MBA, and his interest in holistic medicine was far from satisfied. Determined to get all the information he could, he obtained a doctorate of naturopathy from the International School of Naturopathy in Los Altos, California. And armed with the resources he needed, Dr. Whitaker vowed to spread the truth about prescription medications and bring the message of holistic lifestyles and a means of obtaining long-term good health to people everywhere. And the book, you know, I've now had a chance to read, is amazing. It recommended to me by the owner of the Nubian Bookstore. Got us the interview with Professor Griffiths in the Obama Deception. Medicine, awarded 4 national awards. And it integrates all the research I've separately done from mainstream government reports. And I mean, this is on record. Take Prozac. They admit it causes you to go psychopathic and get more depressed. It's on the insert, so they put you on more drugs. I'm just backing up before we, you know, backing him up before we go to him. And then they found all these studies that St. John's wort in double-blind studies actually helps people. But then Prozac actually, and the whole group of serotonin reuptake inhibitors, actually hurts them. And I told you the Alabama and Germany shooters 3 weeks ago were going to be on it. They were on it. Came out in the news later. Came out in AP and other places. So it's a scourge. And then they're talking about putting statins in the water, like they self-medicate us, force-medicate us with the sodium fluoride. That's on mainstream news, MSNBC. I mean, they're trying to force vaccines on us, all of this. So he's with us for the full rest of the show, the next hour and 35 minutes. And I appreciate him coming on the show today. Dr. Whitaker, thanks for being on.
Mr. Alex Jones, I appreciate it.
It's good to have you here. This is a short segment. Just introduce yourself, your awakening, and then let's get into all the research you've done and what you found.
Dr. Whitaker, 20 years of experience in holistic medicine, nutritional detoxification. Been traveling the world, been about 9 countries, studying those healing sciences over in Africa and Asia, bringing them back to America and using them and applying them and getting phenomenal results with everyone I come in contact with regarding their particular condition. So the holistic approach to healing is the only way I go. The current medical establishment, the current medical paradigm is nothing but a death trap.
Well, I agree with you, and it's set up by the eugenicists, and the doctors and nurses are compartmentalized. Tell us about your awakening, and then we're going to come back and get into the research you go over in your book, Medicine, exposing what they're doing.
I guess my awakening actually started when I was a young guy, and my dad was always sending me off to school with my herbs and minerals and vitamins, and I never missed a day of school in terms of attendance. I never was sick, and I was always fascinated with chemistry. And as I went higher in education and took chemistry classes and organic chem and all that stuff and really saw the connection of how plants relate to the body and how the body relates to plants. And I met a Seminole Indian on campus one day there at Berkeley. He told me to never take any drug and always use the plants for healing. And I used Golden Seal and Echinacea. From that day on, I went from one book to over 800 books in terms of nutritional healing. And then I had a personal experience with someone very close to me who went to see a doctor on a Tuesday, and they admitted her, and she was dead by Thursday. And from then on, I said that I would expose these criminals for who they are and to wake people up.
Well, that's right. In fact, we see in the national news every year the number. It's always above 300,000. This is admitted. That die of bad drug interactions alone. I've had one surgery when I broke my leg, and at night the IV came out, and I woke up with blood all over me. I've had so many friends that go in to have a surgery, they get an infection and die. I've had good friends that have died of that. I mean, they go in for a migraine headache, and they're dead 2 days later, you know, from the needle they put in them. But still, the general public isn't aware of this. It's just incredible. So stay there, sir. Let's break it down because you go through it in the book with the author of Medicine. And he's an engineer. He's a doctor. He's a lot of other things. And he brings all those different forms of research together just for with amazing information. The website is Medicine, as in S-I-N, .ownspot.com. And we'll put that up on screen for everybody watching at PrisonPlanet.tv as well. Dr. Scott Whitaker is our guest. This is the InfoWar.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back. Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit ecoloblue.com. Ecoloblue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Ecola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecoloblue.com today.
The new multipolar inline and portable water system new from hempusa.org. Now you can restructure and degas your water supply from any source, rendering chemicals harmless to the human body by polarizing the molecular structure. Imagine a softer, smoother water with increased oxygen that helps the nervous system and brain. There are no filters to buy, and it can be taken anywhere, making it our number one new product from hempusa.org. This water system will descale all piping, hot water heaters, and appliances is due to heavy buildup of hard minerals. Detoxification may result with restructured water by easily entering the fine capillaries of the human body by dissolving stones and toxins. With extreme positive effects on plants, vegetables, and fruits, improved taste, color, size, and yield with approximately 30% less water usage. There are multiple sizes also available for farms and commercial use. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608.
You can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
You know, I look at my wife, I look at my children, I look at all the other innocent people I know. I talk to medical doctors who got all the Rockefeller documents. I've seen them. We've covered them here 100 times where they knowingly discovered that most cancer was viral 85 years ago or so, that it's put in the vaccines, that childhood cancer was unknown. Now it's epidemic worldwide. I'm going to go over this report later with Dr. Whitaker, who's on with us, out of the Associated Press, demonizing people that aren't taking vaccines, but saying worldwide in some countries like Africa, the whole public won't take them. They have to pay the local government to come at gunpoint and give it to them. Half the public in Ukraine's now refusing exponentially. It's happening everywhere, so people are waking up. But going back just to what Dr. Whitaker covers in his book, and by the way, you can go to medicine.net, also is another website of his, and find out more. It's just so horrible what they're doing, and most of the doctors and nurses, they don't even know. They're compartmentalized. So, sir, please continue. Break it all down, the numbers, what we're facing, what's really going on in the hospitals, the carnage.
Yes, well, the hospitals are, I want everyone to realize this, the hospitals are a business. Don't ever forget that. If you don't believe me, go in there without your insurance card. But the hospitals are set up, they're all set up for drugs and surgery. The only reason or purpose that someone would ever want to go to a hospital is for emergency reasons. Emergencies being gunshot wounds, car accidents, amputations, stab wounds, things of that sort, crisis medicine. Other than that, you can forget it. There is no cure ever coming from the current medical establishment for anything. I don't care how many foundations that they put on the TV. I don't care how many pink ribbons you see every October. There is no cure ever coming from the medical establishment because they don't want a cure. The goal is to keep you at least about halfway sick and halfway alive so they can drain your account and then send you off to your grave.
You're right, and they're suppressing a lot of cures. That's been documented. Please continue. I mean, the numbers of people dying from malpractice, admittedly dying from bad drug interactions, but just the drugs themselves, you know, Fen-Phen, the heart attacks, it's all admitted. It's like HPV vaccines killing all these people. They admit it is, and they say, that's okay. People are going to die.
No doubt. That corporation, Merck, probably one of the most sinister corporations on the planet, who gave us Vioxx a couple years back, killed over 50,000 people. And then they decided, oh, you know, we made a little mistake, and then pulled it off the shelf. But they had made $3.3 billion. So then they want to come out and give this Gardasil to our little girls from the ages of 9 and 26, which I believe is nothing but a sterilization program. And the body naturally gets rid of the so-called HPV. And,
it only kills 3,000 people a year, and that's folks that already have autoimmune problems. It's a virus that's on doorknobs everywhere else, and they admit on the insert, I mean, I have to go to a doctor to know this, if they admit on the insert, we're not even sure this knocks out the HPV and only covers four to six of the 350-plus varieties of it.
Yes, yes. Even the so-called FDA, of all people, admitted that their body naturally gets rid of the so-called HPV. I call it hocus pocus because it's so many strings attached to it. And as I stated, actually the number one cause of cervical cancer for those women out there is latex condoms. So that's a whole other show right there, Mr. Jones. But
cover it all. Cover whatever you want. Go ahead.
Well, latex for the condoms contains talc, and talc has the same or similar chemical structure as asbestos. So when you're putting something like that inside of a body and up to delicate organ, you're going to create some serious issues there, and that's what that does. That talc gets inside of the woman and sets up the systems for the cancer to take place in the cervix. So men never use that on a woman. Women never let that in your system. If that is your means and methods of using, then use a non-latex condom.
Please continue.
Yes, the hospitals. One of my favorite chapters in my book, Medicine, is the hospitals. The menu. Who wrote the menu? If you ever go into a hospital and see the food that's being fed to the people, it is outright frightening. And these menus are written by so-called dietitians, whose training was the same training that an MD gets in med school, and so they know nothing about nutrition at all. Med schools offer elective courses in nutrition, elective courses, three-hour elective courses. So doctors know nothing about nutrition. So when you go
look at Linus Pauling, how many times he won the Nobel Prize, they know that real vitamin C, not the chemical derivative, as you know, doctor, just has magical effects on cancer, and it's what your skin's made out of. Because people would get scurvy if they didn't eat it, and their teeth would fall out, and they die. And most Americans aren't getting enough vitamin C. I mean, I know you've written about that. I mean, can you talk about vitamin C alone?
Oh, yeah. Well, vitamin C, of course, the real one, like you said. Most of the vitamin C in the markets, like the Walgreens and Walmart, That's all synthetic. That's made from synthetic corn. You want to get the real vitamin C. Vitamin C that's like stuff like camu, rose hips, things of that sort. And the vitamin C is so powerful. As soon as the body absorbs it, like you said, the skin tightens. The skin gets real elastic also. And then the immune system is boosted. Of course, it's anti-inflammatory. So vitamin C alone prevents heart attacks. So Dr. Linus Pauling did tremendous research on it. He was scrutinized before he died. And vitamin C needs to be used every day by everyone.
Maybe we should just talk about the positive stuff you and others have discovered that on record works. But, I mean, let's continue with the carnage. Let's expose them, and I'll try to shut up. Just so many points you bring up, I want to back you up. And then let's get into the good news. But go ahead.
Oh, well, as I was stating about the hospitals and basically the foods that they serve people, you can't get nobody well on white flour, white sugar, tap water, microwave foods, hydrogenated oils, sucralose, Splenda, canola oil, all this stuff is in hospital food. And you wonder why the people end up checking in, don't check out. It's almost like a roach motel, you know, those little things you put down next to your wall and roaches check in, don't check out. People are like that in hospitals. And the name hospital comes from the St. John's of the Hospitallers. You got to read the research of that. And, you know, when they killed you back in the day, they used to lay a single rose on your pillow. That's what the concept of bringing roses. You never want to bring cut roses to someone that you're visiting who is sick because you're giving off the essence of death. So you always want to bring a live plant. But the hospitals, the MD, who is considered by most people as a god. I call them medical deities, misdirected or
it's a priesthood.
You better believe it's a priesthood. They want you to be born in their temple and die in their temple. And their temple is the hospital. So the doctor's average age, MD's average age, is about 59 years. Okay, so just not being a doctor, you can average about 14 more years of life here in America.
And by the way, I got to back you up again. In court pleadings, you pray. It's a Roman civil court. He wears the black robes of Saturn. The judges will tell you this. This is even taught in law books. And that's all a temple as well. This is a cult, but medicine. Please continue.
Oh, yes, no doubt. Because all the court systems are under the British Admiralty regulations. Anyway, bar. And most of the flags have gold fringes. So, but the hospitals, the centers of death, and you see they're being built everywhere.
Privately. Well, that's why they call it hospice, where you go to die. They're using the right name. Go ahead.
Right, exactly. So, as I stated, the only reason you would want to visit one is for emergency reasons. And then it comes down to when you get there, they set you up in all these tests. Every time they take a test on you, I don't care if it's MMR or CAT scan or any type of test, the doctor gets a kickback, $300-$400, and that's why they always prescribing them. And then they send them off to their buddies. That's why you got to see specialists now, because everyone needs to get a little piece so they can keep that money chain going. And so when you go in, if you're going, I know some of you are still using your HMOs and your PPOs and all these different health management systems, because that's what they are. They're there to manage your disease. You've got to be aware that when you go in, it's like a recruitment scheme to scare you. They create fear, F-E-A-R, false evidence appearing real, and then they got you. I call it the web. Once they got you, on one hand, then they get you on the other hand, they create the fear, you go in, get the test says this, and they start you on the drugs.
By the way, I have a good friend who has a lovely, I've known her for about 2 years, 24-year-old girlfriend, totally healthy, exercises, whatever, and she went to the hospital for a checkup. They told her she might have some cancer. They cut out part of her guts. Wow. She's been on chemo now for a year and a half, and her kidneys are failing. They're killing her.
Wow. Wow.
And
That's horrible. And just to mention, you said about the kidneys. You know, 90% of the kidney dialysis are being used by African Americans in America. And I've labeled the machine the Negro machine because they're popping up on corners almost like liquor stores. And they're everywhere. Every time I turn down the street, there's a new dialysis center coming up. And those things are a cash cow, big money.
Because they teach people only drink Coca-Cola and iced tea eat all this processed, deadly stuff full of GMO. It's not just black folks particularly hitting them, because it's tailored for that. Everybody, Hispanics, whites, all the numbers are exploding. These plagues, and they know that. I mean, look at Pedialyte. It's for your baby, full of aspartame. Look, when you go in the baby store, it says water for kids with nutrients they need, fluoride added, and it's at 4 parts per million, when 1 part per million will, they admit, give you massive bone cancer in children. They admit this.
Oh,
but,
yeah.
Oh, see, they know what they're doing. Oh, we just for your baby, aspartame, just for your baby, they need fluoride. Go ahead.
Yes, no doubt. And they set our babies up with these 36 so-called mandatory vaccinations. They want to lay on them as soon as they come out of the womb. The MMR vaccine, that's where you're getting all your autism from. And your DPT vaccine is where you get your SID. This stuff is so deadly. And they want to act like it's something that's mysterious. Oh, where is this coming from? You know.
Oh, a lot of times, as you know, doctor, the children have a convulsion in the hospital, and the parents, or they have it in the car at home that night. And then they arrest the parents, saying you shook your baby to death because there's blood on the brain. When all the studies show it causes an autoimmune response.
Oh, no
so they
doubt.
Don't just kill your kid or brain damage him. Then they arrest you. Even better, now the police get money.
Oh yeah. Yeah, shaking baby syndrome. I had a brother, Alan Yurick, down in Florida had that issue, and a lot of other families have had that issue. And, yeah, no doubt. The mercury, they call it Thimerosal now. You know, they said, oh, we took all the mercury out, but Thimerosal is what they put in there, and you read the ingredients on Thimerosal, and it's 50% mercury. So these guys are satanic murderers. And
yep.
They're so evil. And the CDC is part of it, the Center for Disease Creation. The AMA, the American Murder Association, all of them are all behind this, and Big Pharma, and those pediatricians who knowingly know they're jabbing and sticking our little babies with these poison toxins. You know, our parents, we sit up and say, don't do drugs, do not do drugs. And then we go and rush them down into the arms of somebody and stick drugs into their arms. Criminal.
Injectors. Not to mention the cancer viruses and DNA and microplasm, they admit. But please continue, doctor.
Yes, as you did mention earlier, the childhood cancers and childhood diabetes didn't even exist 20 years ago. Didn't even exist until they started this massive routine vaccination. And this is where this stuff is coming from. The swine flu vaccine, which was laced with the SD40 simian virus back in the 50s and 60s. So those who came up during that time frame, most likely you have these latent cancers now appearing in your lifestyle. And the people are wondering where it comes from.
And by the way, they admit that over 200 million Americans with polio alone, and then the swine flu and others, were given this. And these were cancers that didn't exist. And these rare cancers are now everywhere, and they go, and every person that gets it, they go, oh, you have the SV40. They admit it's killing you. Just enjoy yourself, though.
Oh, yeah. That's the other thing that's so irritating. They're so blatant openly with it, and they kind of brag about it. You know, like the number one killer in America is doctors. And they admit it on their AMA pages. You know, we killed over 500,000 people last year, and so what? And then they even make jokes about it. I mean, they're so blatant with their arrogance and evil. But yet the American people, for some reason, are caught up into that white coat. I mean, that white coat that the MD wears is the same coat that a butcher wears. And they both do the same thing.
Well said. Now, take my dad as a dentist and oral surgeon. I remember him when I went to get my driver's license. He said, son, don't sign the organ donor part of that. And I said, why? And he said, well, a lot of hospitals here in Dallas will kill you. If you ever have a car wreck or something, and if you're not that hurt because they can get a couple hundred grand, now it's close to $1 million. You know, that was 20 years ago or more. I'm getting old. And I kind of laughed at him. And then I saw it on 60 Minutes where hospitals were killing people and for their organs. And I remember my dad, you know, reading medical reports in the 80s saying AIDS was engineered and things. So when you do talk to medical professionals, at least when they're older, they all know about this. It's the younger ones that don't. I mean, are you saying all the doctors know what they're doing? Or I mean, I think they're all like on a godlike power trip, and they're kind of scared of the AMA, and they just do what they're told.
I believe the ones maybe in the early years, your 40 and 51, those guys who got that training from that era, I think they have more of a sense of an ethical, moral type of way they approach their profession. And the control isn't where it was as it is now. The young guys are going in there, and young girls, and basically they're all going into the profession because of the dollar.
I agree with you. 10 years ago, they took away the Hippocratic Oath, do no harm.
Right. Right. There's a great movie out called that, Do No Harm, right, with Meryl Streep. And so they go into this profession, and I think it's all money-driven. And of course, they're wined and dined from first year of med school all the way through, and lavish boat rides and all that stuff. So when they come out, the drug of choice is the one that took me out to dinner. And then they're promoting, and then the pharmaceutical reps come in, and they don't even read the inserts. They just say, oh, yeah, we got this today, and why don't you try this out? And then the commercials, oh, my God. Every commercial you see today is promote drugs.
I literally half of them on the nightly news. Stay there. He's the author of Medicine, S-I-N, and we'll give you his website when we come back on how to get the book. You're in Atlanta, the great Nubian bookstore, but it's this book needs to be everywhere. I read it, couldn't put it down. Very powerful, and I want to thank Mr. Williams there for recommending the book to us. Dr. Whitaker is our guest. We'll come right back to him after this quick break. I think for a whole other hour coming up, and your phone calls, and I'm going to read this AP article. People don't trust us. They're not taking the shots.
The new world order beast is genetically modifying your food. Genetically modifying. Mixing vegetables with animals. And now experimenting with viruses. Viruses. Without a long-term food solution, you will have just two options. Starve or surrender.
Surrender.
All canned food supplies will eventually run out. What then? Grow your own healthy food and feed your family forever. SurvivalistSeeds.com is now the nation's largest bulk heirloom seed company.
And it's owned by a real patriot,
Big John Lipscomb.
You can now have
an infinite amount of healthy vegetables like a watermelon, a bundle of carrots, or tomatoes for a little more than a penny each. SurvivalistSeeds.com. And now you can go into business with Big John at SurvivalistSeeds.com by becoming an affiliate. See his link at SurvivalistSeeds.com.
SurvivalistSeeds.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Do you depend on the grocery store for your food? It's time to think outside the box. How about starting your own garden? To ensure your future, you purchase the seeds. To get the most out of your investment, you need the fertilizer. Whether or not you have good or bad soil, liquidorganicfertilizer.com has the solution. It's called Agran Natural Fertilizer. This revolutionary fertilizer is a multi-purpose liquid fertilizer ideal for your garden to help grow the food you need and providing your seeds with life-giving nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium. These essential nutrients promote vigorous growth, increase root development, and improve disease and stress tolerance. Enhance your garden now with the best natural organic fertilizer. Have a farm? The fertilizer works great for your hay and crops. Visit them online at liquidorganicfertilizer.com. That's liquidorganicfertilizer.com. Or call 1-800-579-0580. 1-800-579-0580. Liquidorganicfertilizer.com today.
Medicines with an S.net is his website. And your calls are coming up at 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. Dr. Scott Whitaker is our guest. Okay, I know I'm jumping in a lot here. It's just it amazes me this much carnage is going on. And as you said, it's getting worse now. I discovered my film Endgame that it all is eugenics. That was the dominant thing, you know, 60, 70 years ago. They went underground because Hitler embarrassed them. That's why they brought the Nazis over here. They'd actually learned it from us. And this is what they're carrying out through compartmentalization. But please continue, sir.
Oh, yeah, that was the Project Paperclip, Operation Paperclip, where they brought those evil scientists over here and continued with their eugenics. But the, you know, the current status in regards to our health is definitely affected when you go and get vaccinated. So all those people out there who are using so-called flu vaccine, you know, which is amazing to me, you know, from October to March, supposedly this flu is floating around the air and landing on people and all this kind of stuff. So I always ask myself, well, what is it doing between April and September? It goes on vacation? It's in the Bahamas? I mean, where is it then? Why don't they talk about it then? So it is all a scam. And from my research, those people who use the flu vaccine at 5 years consecutively, if you had a flu shot, you've about 99% chance you're going to develop Alzheimer's because it's so much aluminum into that flu vaccine. But, of course, we have the chelators, the heavy metal chelators from using the herbal kingdom to clean the body of the aluminum and offset that. But stay away from the flu. If you want to avoid the so-called flu, stop eating white flour, white sugar, Coca-Cola, McDoodles, Burger King, and crispy grease, and you'd be okay.
Continue, because the biggest thing is the food and the water, isn't it?
Oh, the food. The greatest threat right now to mankind is the tampering of our food, which is going on daily. I mean, I can't see all mainstream media every single day. They're coming out with some type of new genetic food that they want to put on the market. 80% of the foods now in all supermarkets are all genetic. In terms of your produce and even your meats now are cloned. Cloned meat is now in the market, and they won't even label it for us. They won't just lay it up there like it's looking like a real steak, and it's not. So you got to be very careful on the meats that you select. They've been spraying them with viruses, live viruses. Talking about they want to protect us from listeria. So these individuals who are behind this, which is, of course, the FDA, your Department of Health, and these corporations, biotech corporations, and the main one being Monsanto, probably the most satanic corporation on the planet.
Let me stop you there, because we're, again, 6 years ago, they legalized, because there's so much E. coli in the slaughterhouses, instead of just cleaning the meat or keeping it clean, they radiate it, which kills it, and then the studies how it goes through your body and clogs everything up and has no value. Then they spray it, and the Latin word, as you know, doctor, is virus-eating bacteria. That's the Latin, translating right. The Latin is the name. And they baste it, and so it's a vaccine. They grow it in these big vats. Other bacteria and viruses are in it. It's grown on the base vaccines. They then put into larger brews. It's like brewing yeast, basically.
Right.
They grow it mainly on dead humans, dead babies. The big plants are in Europe. They use dead babies and dead monkeys and things like that. This is mainstream news. And then they spray that on all the meat now. And people that don't believe me, just Google spraying live viruses on meat. I just wanted to back you up on that. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. No doubt. No doubt. And also the ingredients of vaccines themselves, formaldehyde, propylene glycol, aborted fetal tissue, mercury, aluminum. What does that got to do with health? Nothing. So realize, people, that the only one that vaccine benefits is the manufacturer who made them. There is no benefit at all in vaccination.
Dr. Scott Whitaker, stay there. Back in 70 seconds to continue. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.